There's a sunny shopping mall near the sea. And for the best deal in characters and sheer drama, there's no better place to shop. Lotus FM presents Sunshine Mall by NADrama.
Well, there's no easy way of saying this, so I'll just say it.
Say what?
I'm pregnant.
Say that again?
I'm pregnant. Look, I know the timing's not good, but, well, there it is. It took me completely by surprise as well.
Oh my God. I can't believe it.
Are you upset?
Upset? No, of course not. I'm thrilled.
Really?
Of course. What did you think?
I thought you'd be upset.
Why?
Because of the way you've been recently, and because of our money issues. And oh dear, it's such a relief. I can't believe it. And I don't know why I'm crying.
Oh, baby. Come here. Let me give you a hug.
Assalamualaikum, mummy.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
I'm okay, mummy. Are you busy?
Usual. Why?
Can I talk to you?
Yes, of course. What is it?
I have some news. It's good news.
Oh, I could do with some good news. What is it?
I didn't realize this was going to be so difficult.
Why? What is it?
Can you guess?
How am I going to guess, Zahira? Why are you looking like that? Oh, don't tell me you're expecting.
Yes.
Oh, my word. Alhamdulillah. That is really good news. Congratulations, Jan.
Thanks, mummy.
When did you find out?
On Sunday.
And how are you feeling? You know, I knew you weren't well, that something was up. I even told Daddy. But I didn't know it was such good news. I was worried.
Yes, I know. You asked me, but I didn't know then.
So how are you?
I'm feeling sick in the mornings and throwing up, and I get very tired. I just don't even want to get out of bed in the mornings.
Oh, that's all normal. It will last only for the first 3 months, and then you'll feel better.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's what happens in most cases.
Oh, good. I don't think I could put up with this for 9 months.
How far gone are you?
I don't know.
What did the doctor say?
I haven't seen him yet. I've made an appointment for next week. I did the home pregnancy test. That's how I know.
Were you planning this?
No, we were very surprised.
So, how did Imran react to this news?
He's very happy, mummy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, the way he's been recently.
I know. I was also worried about that. But he was so happy immediately. He didn't even hesitate.
That's excellent. But Zahira, the two of you need to sort yourselves out. You are going to be parents now. You can't be fighting all the time.
We're okay now, mummy. We had a good talk. Imran apologized for the way he was and said he was going to apologize to me anyway. And then I told him about my news.
Oh, I'm so happy. You see how Allah works his miracles? This is Allah's way of bringing the two of you together. You've been carrying on with this problem for so long, and Allah gave you a solution. You'll be forced to make up.
Maybe. But we are really sincere, mummy. It's not just because of the baby.
Of course you have to be sincere. Otherwise, it'll never work out.
I know.
But now, will you all manage financially? If not, Daddy can...
Mummy, please don't even think that. I asked Imran and he said we'll manage comfortably. If he knows Daddy wants to help, he'll be upset.
So he won't know. I'm only telling you.
We're fine. Imran reassured me. I told him I won't be able to work in a little while, and he said that's fine.
I hope he's not being overconfident again.
I don't think so. What he said made sense. That he makes enough on a monthly basis and the baby is not going to make a big dent in that. Well, not for now.
And are you sure you two are ready for this? I know you'll want to wait for a while.
Yes, we would have preferred it not to have happened so soon, but we're okay with it. We'll have to be ready.
You'll need to get a good medical aid, eh?
Yes, we've got a hospital plan at the moment.
You'll have to change that with the baby on the way.
Yes, I'll speak to Imran.
Oh, how exciting. I'm going to be a granny. So many plans to make. And Daddy's going to be so happy too.
Will you tell him? I think I'll find it difficult.
Yes, I will. It's funny.
What is?
You're usually so confident about everything, but you're so shy about this.
This is all new to me.
Hi, Ralph. Ravi, goodness, is it really you? Come in.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
I'm so pleased to see you. I'll definitely make time.
Thanks.
Have a seat. How are you doing?
Better than I was.
Well, you look a whole lot better.
Yes, it's a wonder what a shower and a shave can do.
Oh, man, you have no idea how pleased I am to see you up and about and looking better.
Yeah, I dug myself out of the hole and got cleaned up. I had to.
Great.
Ralph, I wanted to talk to you because, I want to apologize to you.
For what?
For my behavior.
Why do you need to apologize to me?
Well, I neglected the shop and I gave you the trouble of coming to talk to me. And I was very rude to you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
You have no idea how pleased I am that you're here and realize that your behavior was not on. That means the most to me.
Hey, you're all too good to me. It's embarrassing.
How do you mean?
I was behaving badly, but y'all didn't give up on me. You, Ivan, Auntie Mogi. And I got other calls too. I gave up on myself, but you guys refused to.
We look out for each other here.
I know. That's the beauty of Sunshine Mall.
So where are you at now? What's happening?
I still feel pretty low about everything, but I've realized that I have to get help for that, and I will.
Are you back at the shop?
Yes, I got back yesterday. And I've been working flat out since then, trying to address all the problems that have cropped up due to my absence.
Oh, fantastic. That's music to my ears.
Yeah, that was another area I messed up. I really neglected the shop. I have been for a while, ever since Priya and I decided to... Well, I'm attending to it now.
Good. I took the liberty of offering Auntie Angie payment on your behalf for the extra work. It was only fair.
You did the right thing. I would have paid her. But I didn't think of telling her that. It was wrong. My head was not right.
The most important thing is you're putting things right now.
Hey, I owe you, Ralph.
Why?
If you didn't make me see sense, who knows how low I would have sunk.
I'm surprised you're thanking me, Ravi. I said some pretty harsh things.
And that's what put me right. That's what I needed. Sympathy was the worst thing for me.
Amazing. I'd hoped you'd come round, but you've exceeded my expectations.
Thanks. I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Have you spoken to Priya?
Yes, yesterday. I told her I'm going to move into the flat soon. And it was good to spend time with Sayuri last night. Hey, I really missed her.
A child needs her father, Ravi. I've seen it. There are too many instances of fathers neglecting their children. Or worse still, being totally absent from their lives. And it can really affect the child adversely.
I know that. I will never do that. Okay. I know I was out of it the last few days, but I wouldn't have left it for too long without seeing Sayuri.
And what you told me about seeking help, make sure you do that. Because fathers also need to set a good example for their kids. Sorry, I don't want to sound like I'm preaching to you, but I just want to encourage you to follow through on your intentions.
It's okay, I suppose I deserve it after my recent behavior. No, I'm definitely going for help, and I'm going to continue with my Gamblers Anonymous meetings.
Excellent. It was great that you started that.
Well, I must get back to the shop now. I just came to apologize to you and let you know what's happening. And don't worry about the shop now.
That's a relief for me. I was concerned about what to do if you didn't come round.
Yes, I know. I think I should give Auntie Angie some time off. She needs it. She's overworked after the last few weeks.
That's a good idea. But won't you find it difficult to get a replacement?
No, when Auntie Angie went to India, she brought this lady to help. It's a connection of hers. She also cooks very well, same like Auntie Angie. The customers didn't even make all the difference.
Oh, wonderful. That's what you need. Bring her in again.
Yes, I must talk to Auntie Angie about it. She gets a bit suspicious sometimes if I suggest it. Like I'm saying I don't need her or something.
Well, you're doing this for her own good.
Yeah, I'll speak to her. If she has a problem, she doesn't have to take time off. I don't mind.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, I'll see you, Ralph.
Thanks for coming to speak to me, Ravi. And once again, I'm very pleased at how you've pulled yourself out of this. Well done.
Salaams, Rukia.
Wa alaikum salam. Hey, you took so long.
Yeah, I got stuck in the bank. Why? What's the matter?
Nothing. I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh, how romantic. My wife wants to just talk to me. Were you missing me?
Don't be silly, Hussein.
Why? You weren't missing me.
No. Why must I miss you? You weren't gone so long.
You just said I was gone for so long. You're forgetting, Rukia. That happens with old age.
Huh? What's the name of that film we watched?
Which one?
The one with Amitabh Bachchan.
We watched so many films with Amitabh Bachchan. And why are you changing the subject?
I'm not. You said I'm getting old. So I'm telling you about this film. Buddha Hoga Tera Baap.
You got me, huh?
Yes.
But are you going to tell me why you wanted to talk to me?
Yes, I have good news.
What?
Sahira was here earlier.
Oh, I missed her.
Yes. She had some good news.
What? She got a job?
No, better than that.
What? They won the lotto? That will be very good news.
No, Hussein, it has nothing to do with money. It's far better than that. If you give me a chance, I'll tell you.
Okay.
You are going to be a nana.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Of course. Would I joke about something like that?
Hey, that's very good news.
Isn't it? I'm so happy.
But this is a bit of a surprise. I thought they didn't want children for a while.
Yes, it wasn't planned. But they're okay with it.
Oh, so Imran was okay?
Sahira said he was very happy. And what's more, they sorted out all their problems.
How did they sort them out?
They had a talk.
That was quick. If it was so easy, they should have done it a long time ago.
It's complex, Hussein. People are not robots.
And the financial situation?
Imran said he'll manage.
I hope so. And I hope he realizes that he needs to be more responsible when it comes to finances. He can't afford to make any rash decisions. He has another human being to care for.
I'm sure he knows that. Don't tell him anything.
I must.
Huh?
I have to congratulate him. This news has made me very happy.
Me too, Hussein. Isn't it wonderful how our family is expanding and growing? And I'm really looking forward to having a grandchild.
Me too. I hope it's a girl.
Oh, I thought you'd want a boy.
Nah, boys are scamps. Girls are so sweet. She'll call me Nana and I'll spoil her. I'll make sure I'll buy her a whole lot of things.
Hey, Hussein.
What?
The child is not born and you're already planning on spoiling her.
So how is Zahira? Is her health okay?
Yes, she's fine. She has the normal symptoms of pregnancy. But that's nothing to worry about. It will pass.
Did she go to the doctor?
Not yet.
What is she waiting for?
She just found out, Hussein. She made an appointment. She's going.
I think I must change the name of the place, Rukia.
Why?
From Siddharth's to Siddharth's and grandchild. Our daughter didn't want to join us in the business, but maybe our grandchild will.
Let the child be born and grow up first.
Thank you for joining Lotus FM Sunshine Mall by NADRAMA. Join us again tomorrow at the same time when we continue our shopping at the Sunny Mall near the sea.